Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White, and we are in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 5, as we continue our verse-by-verse study through Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia. Let's read it from the New King James, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Well, that doesn't tell us much in that form, because it doesn't say in the English quite what it says to us in the Greek. Let's read it slowly again. "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." What does that mean? Well, it sounds like we're waiting, but basically allowing the Holy Spirit to wait for something called the hope of righteousness that comes about by faith. You get into a lot of murky waters right here. Sometimes it's best to get as close to the source as you can get. In fact, it's always best. When you get as close to the source as you can get in the Greek, you start to see a few things that are a bit confusing in the English due to the use of the preposition the translators chose. Think of it in these terms. When you see through the Spirit, consider by the power and authority of the Spirit. So you could say, for by the Spirit. So yes, we are allowing it to happen through the Spirit, but it's not us participating. It's us hoping, us waiting, as the Holy Spirit does His work. Well, what's on the other side of that work? "For we by the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness." And the English says by faith, but it really is out of faith or from faith. So if I were to say, "You receive this by my good graces," what am I saying? You receive this from me. Okay? They're the same thing. But we hear it differently and we understand it a little differently. "You receive this by my good graces" is a roundabout way of saying, "I gave it to you." So if you received it by this, you received it through this, or you received it out of this, or you received it from this. So let's read it again. "For we by the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness from faith," out of faith. So Paul is indicating that there is an externalness to our righteousness that is being completed by the Holy Spirit that we are patiently waiting for by faith to come out in us. To me, Galatians 5:5 is a powerful verse to show us that the righteousness that we have in Christ is a done deal in the spirit realm, but the Holy Spirit is bringing that righteousness to the surface in our life and our lifestyle, and we need to just continue to believe that He is doing that in us. I don't mean that we don't make some wise decisions, that sometimes we shouldn't remove some things from our lives or take care to not put ourselves in a position to fail. Common sense would tell you, if you're getting tired of getting hit, get out of the way. You don't stand there in front of the car and believe by faith you're not going to get hit. And the New Testament's replete with these moments of don't give place to the devil or don't use your liberty as an occasion of the flesh. There's these things that we know we ought to move away from, that we can rest in moving away from. But we also need to understand that we are not seeing all of the evidences of our righteousness coming to the surface. However, we know the Holy Spirit is doing that. And so the hope of righteousness that comes out of faith or that comes from faith is really this. We are waiting for the fruit. We don't squeeze an apple tree to get an apple. We allow the apple tree to bring out apples. Now, if you were to see that apple tree before the apples come out, and you're not familiar with leaves and size and orchards, then you may look at that tree and say, "That's not an apple tree." You see, I don't know trees very well, but even I'm smart enough that if I walk up and there are apples hanging on it, I'm not going to call it an orange tree. I'm going to call it an apple tree. However, if all the apples have been picked, I'm not going to know it's an apple tree. Does that make it not an apple tree, does that make it an orange tree? No, it's still an apple tree. The fruit's just not showing up. You are the righteousness of God in Christ through Christ, even if that righteousness isn't showing up. And Paul says it's the work of the Holy Spirit to bring that righteousness out. It's our work to let it happen by faith. What do we have in the meantime? We have hope. We have that four-letter word, hope. That's in the middle of verse 5. So I'm hoping for the full manifestation of apples on my apple tree. I'm hoping for the full manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, what we don't have yet in this text is what the fruit of the Spirit looks like. Paul's on his way to this. He's discussing Christian liberty first. He's trying to eradicate the idea that circumcision could help. And that's common sense. How in the world is external circumcision going to make external righteousness? Well, that seems obvious to us, but it wasn't to his audience, because they had an idea that holiness is external, and I still know pockets of Christians today that think holiness is external, and I still know pockets of Christians today that think God's most ardent concern with humanity is their holiness, and I couldn't disagree more. Your holiness is in Christ. God's concern, he is not concerned of whether or not Christ is holy. There are a lot of things I'm sure God wants to see happening in your life, but making you more holy is not one of them. That would be impossible. That's Paul's argument. You can't, by circumcision, you're going to get more holy any more than you're going to get more righteous. But you're not seeing all that righteousness yet. Don't lose faith, go back and get circumcised thinking, oh, that makes me look righteous. Paul says you need faith and hope that the Holy Spirit's going to bring the righteousness out in you. Now, you don't know what's called the fruit of the Spirit until you sneak down to verse 22. We're on our way to that with Paul, and you get into that fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All these great things that are coming out of a crucified man's life, and we'll get to those as we journey. Now, the eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Let's make one connection to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, and we've been here before many times. Romans chapter 8, verse 24, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? For if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. The Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses. You want to understand what this is all about, and you want to see it through a lens that I think might be a little broader, a little more complete. We just posted a sermon a couple weeks ago, and it was originally ministered in Warren, Ohio, and it's called What to Expect from a Son. I would highly recommend you go listen to that message. It deals in detail with much of the 8th chapter of Romans and this, what comes out of us as we are at rest in our sonship and in our identity. And it's a message that I think would be a blessing to you. Of course, that one, like all the rest of them, free of charge for you to go find What to Expect from a Son. Tomorrow we'll jump into verse 6 from Galatians 5. We'll see you then. God bless.